Lies with Sarah Schaefer is a production of WNYC Radio.
I just want to say thank you so much for coming. I've never performed in a 2,000-seat theater before. And normally they're 10,000. I just want to say hi to everybody in the third and fourth balconies. Thank you so much for coming. Also, just want to thank some of the people in the front row. Beyonce, thank you so much for coming. I know it was your turn to stay home with Blue Ivy tonight. So thank you. Thank you for coming. JT, thank you so much for coming. I know you have a pregnant wife. And that's sacred. But let's not deny what we have. No, sit down. No, go back over there. No, I don't want to do this right now. Okay. All right, fine. All right. But for the thousands of the rest of you that are here, I don't think that you're nobodies, even though the rest of the world does. I love each and every one of my fans, so I really thank you all for coming, and just make sure you fill out that W-9. Okay, guys, are you ready? Yeah. Let's do this. Welcome to Lies. On each episode of Lies, we probe the mind of a fascinating public figure, leaving no stone unturned and no truth told. I'm Sarah Schaefer. My guest this evening is an acclaimed singer, songwriter, poet, playwright, and photographer. He has released 5 solo albums, including the recent Stellar Motel, and a live album, Live at Ken's House. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the forever talented Mike Doty. Mike.
Hey, Sarah, what's
happening? Oh, my gosh. I mean, I haven't seen you in, what, 20 years?
20 light years.
20, yeah.
We saw each other in space.
That was really scary, actually.
It was. It was.
Yeah, I mean, we were in a capsule. It was part of that whole NASA artist series.
Yes, it was. And presumably you've written your opera by now that you were...
Yes, space opera is... Yeah. I'm done with the first page. But it's coming along good. It's coming along real good.
I know.
As we all know, and I know you don't like it when people bring this up, but I wouldn't be the journalist that I am if I didn't.
All right.
You achieved mainstream success with your band in the 90s.
Yes.
The Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
You were so young. You get all this fame, all this money, millions of fans.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the lifestyle of rock and roll seduces you.
Yes, of course.
And leads you down that old cliche path, and you became addicted to knitting.
Did I ever?
It destroyed you. It nearly destroyed you. I mean, I feel like we're lucky that you're here right now.
Well, thank you. It's really difficult to not look at you and think about your sweater size. I think well, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I'm assuming we're working with a size 6. With a little extra room, you know. I have very large breasts. Well, now that you've been sober for how many years now?
37.
37 years. I'm trying to do the math on that, but I'm not good at math. Do you ever miss it?
I get a little chilly.
Now, are you totally sober? I mean, do you do crochet? Do you do cross-stitch, embroidery?
Well, you know, it's a similar but light bright. It's kind of a similar process because you're sort of assembling something. But it's triggering. It is very triggering.
How do you feel when you see yarn now?
I feel shame, and yet I feel kind of a beautiful feeling.
So I I just brought out a little...
Man, that's some loud-ass yarn you got there.
Beyonce is getting drunk over there. Girl, slow down. Blue Ivy's going to be like, Mama? I mean, if I brought out some yarn and a couple needles right now.
Well, I might be knitting in the cab on the way home.
Oh, man. Yeah. You had to get basically start over. You had to rebuild as a solo artist.
Yep.
And you run into your old buddy, Dave Matthews.
Yes.
And he helped launch your solo career. I actually have a question about Dave Matthews, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
How good is Dave Matthews at hacky sack? I mean, he is the soundtrack of hacky sack.
He really will try and avoid the topic in a big way.
Really?
In a big way. Yeah, you can't. It's like he'll run out of the room if you bring up.
Oh my gosh.
You're like, hey, man, you want to hack? Want to hack a little bit? He's out of there. He really, a lot of excuses.
And what about frisbee golf?
He's good at frisbee golf. Okay. Yes.
One more question about Dave. Sorry to harp.
Sure.
But you do know him, and this is about him. Little known fact, I am the girl in the song Crash.
Really?
Yep. And I just wanted to know, does he ever mention me?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh,
What does he say?
Well, it really, you know, the hike up your skirt, show me your world. I did not know that was about your model solar system from the fifth grade.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really interesting to me.
Yeah, I used to hide my solar system model underneath a poodle skirt in my room because in my family, women did not do science.
Honestly, he can't stop talking about your Jupiter. Cannot stop talking about it.
Well, it is pretty big. Yeah. You're very innovative in that you recently have taken to crowdfunding sites to help produce your albums. How would you say Kickstarter and other sites like it have revolutionized the landscape for musicians today?
When I say I crowdfunded the album, I mean my mom got a job.
Oh, that's great that she's back in the workforce.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Burger King does not know what they did without her all these years. They really...
That's amazing. And I actually have a Kickstarter going on right now. And,
really?
So what you're saying is, if I really want to get this Kickstarter off the ground, I need to talk to my parents.
You know, well, you need to talk to my mom.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you think she could take on an extra shift?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Okay.
Big time. I mean, what else is she going to do? Come on. She's an old lady.
Waste her life away.
Yeah.
I mean, she should be helping us with our stuff.
Exactly. Greatest Generation, my ass. Good Lord.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, they used to pay for music? I mean, what? Speaking of which, does it really just get your goat when somebody illegally downloads your music? Or are you just kind of like, c'est la vie?
I love it.
You love it?
I spent many years, I was very sad that people were giving me money for this music.
Yeah.
I was tearing my hair out for years trying to figure out a way to get people to just shoplift it.
Yeah.
Please, will you just, for the love of God... just shoplift this stuff.
Well, that's how you know they like it.
Yeah.
You know, is when they steal it.
Exactly. Well, it's not real love if there's not some level of abuse.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, I feel like music and any kind of art should always be free.
Right.
Because artists, I mean, we don't need much.
No.
You know.
No. We got moms.
We got moms. We got a couple packets of oatmeal. Sure. We can make that stretch over a month. That's easy.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's our great sacrifice.
Yeah, indeed.
Now, I pride myself as being a very innovative interviewer, asking the original questions. You know, as someone who gets interviewed on the daily,
sure.
I know what it's like to have the same questions come up again and again and again. So having said that, here's a new one for you. What's your process when you write songs? And please use the word inspiration.
My inspiration is actually the French language.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, exactly. And I've my new album is entirely in French.
Really?
Yes, it is entirely in French.
Can we maybe hear a sample of
totally.
It?
Totally.
Wow, guys. Mike Doty, everyone. He's got a guitar.
Laisse-moi laisser les bons, les Hollywood. Sommes dans le tout piqué, c'est l'on croit de mes beaux. Le roi c'est bon, les rêves ne baissent pas de loin. Qui se bat les vrais hommes, les vrais hommes, la balle, le compost, c'est nouvel, le roman, les lébés. Pourquoi c'est que le paix? Mais le poisson, c'est de voir, c'est de poisson, esprit de mal, c'est que tu mets le haroué. Let's one above le coin, let's put the cool boss, the bird, the man, the boys. Let's one above le tué, pour les qui se punit, petit coin, mais c'est le house, mine comme douce, de quoi laisser les mots de Les funny
Let's put it in.
This music is a real departure for you. I mean, your last album was dubstep.
Yes.
You know. I don't know what you would call this. Is this like math rock or geography rock?
I would call it susurwakor.
Susie Wacor, which translates roughly to core,
something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm really glad that this album has really, you know, the level of quality. You've really upped your game. You've clearly been taking vocal lessons, hitting those high notes.
Oh yeah.
Very Big impressive.
Time. Big time. More difficult in a Romance language than in a Germanic language such as English.
Right.
Much more difficult.
English is a Germanic language. French is a Romance
language. See, you just go, in a Germanic language. And, and French is like, yeah, you can't watch it.
That's me.
Let's want to be.
I find that the it's just so beautiful and really romantic.
What people don't realize is it's actually a Russian word. That was adopted. Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is it in Russian?
A sense of loss, essentially.
Yes, a deep sense of loss.
Yes.
I mean, now that we're kind of into your process,
sure.
I hope you don't mind me doing this, but I've been working on some of my own songs. Could I play one for you and just see?
Yes.
What you think?
Yes.
You know, maybe just
Do you need to borrow my guitar?
No, they're gonna. They're going to bring it to me because I'm the queen.
It seems like you were almost prepared for this.
No, this is so impromptu. I mean, I just always have these guys around with my stuff. Okay. I just want to say, first off, I'm not trying to show you up. Okay? Don't get jealous. All right. Good so far, right? My daddy is a man. My daddy is a man. But my daddy He's a man. Please take this away. I'm done. Thank you. You know, how do you know when a song is done?
It's not really done until I add a part at the end where I say Freebird.
You say Freebird.
I sing it.
You sing it. You sing the whole...
So it'd be like, na 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 Freebird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I never know when it's actually going to happen because it's sort of, it's like plucked from the air, the Freebird.
So you're at home writing a song.
Exactly.
Do another one. I want to...
Freebird!
Oh, yeah. Do y'all hear that? The song ended. It's like, you know it's done. I told you, I have the best fans in the world.
Here's some Freebird-ass hearing fans out there,
yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Why don't we take some questions from the audience?
Sure.
We have a microphone set up right here. This is like Oprah back in the day when they would line up and ask questions. Here comes someone. Hi.
I'm thinking about becoming a musician, but only if it will help me pick up chicks. So my question for you, Mike, is will becoming a musician help me pick up chicks?
Well, women don't really like music. They don't like people who play music. They're disgusted by it, really. Yeah. It's a very strange kind
of... It's almost like when I see a musician up on stage, I'm immediately just frigid throughout my whole body. I mean, there's no magic.
Yeah.
I don't get overtaken. I mean, I think Mike is saying no. Yeah, please don't become a musician. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, next up.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm really nervous, sorry. My name's Darla, and I work in sales and marketing. And I was wondering if you had a jingle to write, what would it be?
Oh. If I had a jingle to write. Well, I've been working on the theme from Lies.
Really?
Lies, 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 hosted by Sarah Schaefer, Freebird.
Oh my gosh. Can we use that?
No.
Oh.
No. It's for a different show called Lies, hosted by a different Sarah Schaefer.
Oh, okay. God, I hate that lady. All right, next up.
Hi.
Hi.
So if this really is like Oprah back in the day, we'd be all getting some of your favorite things. So what are we getting?
Well, if everyone, wait, don't do it yet, but if everyone looks under their seat, don't do it on the count of three. If you look under your seat, you are going to find a false sense of security. False sense of security! You get one! And you get one! Thank you! I'm not gonna let y'all down. Hi, sir.
Hello. I was wondering if you could play The Eagle Flies Over the Ocean.
Sure.
So I was wondering if you could play the chorus while I slow dance, maybe with Beyonce, perhaps?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Beyonce, do you want to come on up here?
Oh, my God.
Well, the eagle flies over the ocean, and it's a bird, and guess what else it is? It's free.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Dreams come true. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That, Not only was the song beautiful, but I don't think I've ever seen a more intimate slow dance in my life. Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So I know you wrote your album in French, and I am French. So I'm going to ask you a question in French. Comment vous définissez-vous en tant qu'artiste et quelles sont vos inspirations françaises?
Laisse, calme un moment. Comment que c'est pour que tu te portes une heure? Est-ce pas grand une heure?
Tout à fait.
Hello, roi. Est-ce plus qu'une heure? Bah, bah, bah.
Merci. C'est très clair.
Oh. Wow. Can I just real quick apologize for the poor quality of those questions? You can never predict, you know, with an audience what they're going to bring to the table. And clearly we have failed you. But, well, Mike.
Sarah.
Mike.
Sarah.
Why don't you play us one more tune, maybe one of your classics, just to send us off here.
Lies was created by Sarah Schaefer, produced by WNYC Radio, and distributed by Nerdist Industries. Chris Bannon is the executive producer. This episode was recorded by Chase Colpin and produced by Curtis Fox.
Freebird. Thank you very much.